Welcome home, neighbors. This is Rachel from Delaware and owner at Copper Creek. You're listening to my DVC Points podcast. Enjoy the show.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed. Your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors. This is episode 10 of the My DVC Points podcast. If you're new to the show, we are a member-centric show. Every show is produced by DVC members, about DVC members, and for DVC members. Inevitably, when a few DVC members get together, they start talking about and comparing resorts. The conversation usually goes like this. Well, I really like the pool at Beach Club. Well, I like the room size at Old Key West. I like the location in the boat or the monorail. And members start having these conversations where they're talking about piecing together the best of the best from DVC resorts. And that's what this episode is all about. Because we're releasing this show around Halloween time, we're going to do a tribute to the 1818 classic by Mary Shelley, Frankenstein. We've sat down with five DVC members and asked them to put together their ideal resort and piece it together from existing resorts. They could be DVC or elsewhere. We've asked them to keep things reasonably feasible, meaning if you're going to put a resort over at Animal Kingdom, you can't put a boat into Magic Kingdom. There's just no body of water there. So come up with some other creative transportation. And believe you me, the members do. The final thought here is that you have an unlimited budget. Go ahead and spend that money. This is a project about creativity and imagineering. In the post-show comments, I'll tell you how you can vote for your favorite member in the resort that they created. We started off doing this episode as we're just going to piece together a couple elements out of our favorite DVC resorts, and the creative bug just bit us. The lure of imagineering drew us all in. It was so much fun, our friends and our family kept contributing and wanting in on the action. From that, we decided this show needs to be repeated. As you listen to us present today, think about how you would do this. Would you be comfortable presenting your ideas at the next Franken Resort show? When we recorded the show, we knew we wanted the listeners to vote on a contest. However, we didn't really have a clear grasp as to what they would win. So I started talking about this problem with my friend McNair Wilson, who's a former Disney Imagineer and the lead designer of the Hotel Tower of Terror. Together we decided, hey, this thing is so much fun that I really need to host another two or three Franken Resort shows, and we'll have you, the listeners, vote on the winner at each episode. And the winners can come back in for a final competition round and join McNair and I and present their ideas with a former Disney Imagineer. How cool is that? That being said, let's get on with the very first Franken Resort show. I'd like to welcome to the show, Valerie. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Valerie from episode 2. I'm an owner at Grand Floridian, Animal Kingdom, and Boardwalk.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Valerie. We also have Shelby with us today.
Hi, this is Shelby from episode 1. I'm an owner at Copper Creek. I am two owners at Copper Creek, so have two separate contracts there. You can hear about me on episode 1.
Yeah, the add-on-itis hit fast for you, didn't it?
Right.
And we also have Donna on the line with us.
Hi, Chad. I'm an owner at Boardwalk, Beach Club, Vero, and Animal Kingdom Kidani. We've been members for almost 20 years.
And plenty of opportunity for add-on-itis to hit. Sounds like.
Yeah, right.
Welcome. And we also have Tom with us today.
Hey, Chad. Thanks for having me on. I am on episode 8 of your wonderful show. I also am the host, producer, founder, whatever you want to call it, of Welcome Home Podcast, which is a DVC-oriented podcast. One of the few out there, of course, besides yours. We've been around for a little while now, but I've been an owner since 2013. I own at Bay Lake, and probably going to add some points on sometime here soon too.
Oh, most excellent. Yeah, we are chief cooks and bottle washers when you start to put together a podcast.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And Tom, you and I were talking about that earlier. I've listened to Welcome Home quite a bit and enjoy y'all's show. So happy to work with you on this one.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Resort element number one, what's your resort name, the theme, and some general info about the resort? Valerie, could you get us started?
Sure. I went with a winter theme, and the name is Disney's Grand Alps Chalets. And it's a cross between some of the elements of Blizzard Beach, Copper Creek, and it's going to give you more, though, of a luxurious and lavish feel. So some elements of Grand Floridian mixed in there, too, if that were more in a ski resort type setting. The location will be in the Epcot Hollywood Studios area. Everyone likes to escape the heat. Long day at Disney gets hot and exhausting. You could choose to just stay at the resort all day if it's too hot, or you can go back. And I've planned a whole winter sports resort. And the Grand Lobby is going to be something similar to the architecture in Animal Kingdom.
Very nice. You had me at chalet.
Thanks.
I was busy looking that word up, Chad.
I would love to hear all the ways people would pronounce that one.
My best friend growing up had what he called a chalet, which was a little house on a lake, kind of like a cottage. I'll go ahead and go next. My resort name is Castaway Cove. An article came out about a month ago where Disney's looking at adding about a 700-acre peninsula someplace in the Bahamas to expand out a second Castaway Key. And so what I would like to do is build a DVC resort on this property that we could all use points on. Everything you've ever loved about Castaway Key, we're going to repeat on this resort with the DVC property. So that's kind of my general theme and location.
Sounds like fun.
Shelby, what do you got for us?
Okay, so as you know, as I talked about, I'm a new owner of Copper Creek and super excited about that. I started with Copper Creek as my base. And what I did was I created a Copper Creek-inspired Rocky Mountain retreat. And this is also going to combine elements of my second favorite resort, Animal Kingdom. So we'll get to that. And there won't be, we all know there's not a safari in the Rocky Mountains, but we are going to have some elements of animals there at our new retreat. The location is going to be between the existing Animal Kingdom Resort and Animal Kingdom Park. This is going to be an outdoorsy, dramatic views. We're going to have a lazy river. We're going to have other elements that you would expect. We're going to build on the concept that they have at Copper Creek with the cabins, and we're going to have different room configurations available as standalone units.
Oh, perfect. Tom, what do you got for us tonight?
All right. I got the Skipper's Retreat. That's what we're going to call it. This is a fully immersive resort that is Jungle Cruise themed. And there's some news that came out about the location for this, about another resort being put there, but that's okay. I'm going to take it anyway. I'm saying I put this at the former River Country site, right on the dangerous banks of Bay Lake. Imagine a fully immersive resort based on the Jungle Cruise ride just off the banks of Bay Lake is the Skipper's Retreat. This is where the Jungle Cruise skippers took breaks during their long shifts of the Jungle Cruise. The skippers have given the resort their own flair in the style of the world famous Jungle Cruise. All the cast members at this resort are in character, from check-in to DVC to housekeepers. All cast members are skippers who decided to give up on the Jungle Cruise for a less dangerous job. Expect the same witty and wacky humor you get on the Jungle Cruise from everyone that works there.
Very nice. I can almost see the little canals, right? And a little Jungle Cruise boat back into your resort area in your room.
You got to wait for that part. That's a couple further down.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah. See, I got a part for that.
Let's move on to resort element number two. Okay. Here we're talking about restaurants, hey. The names, and the themes. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Donna, you asked to go last. And so you weren't below me. Okay. So, okay. Last but not least, how could I forget Donna?
Hi. Okay. So my working name is Del Rio, and I am going to claim the River Country spot as well. My theme, though, is going to be Western, specifically through the eyes of Texas. I'm going to draw on my actual heritage along with some of my very favorite Disney resorts. And I'll be incorporating some elements from Copper Creek, Alani, and even the Disney Cruise Line. The overall setting is refined and yet relaxed. This is not crude yee-haw. This is tufted leather sofas, giant limestone fireplaces, massive wrought iron chandeliers, and it all draws you through the lobby to a massive veranda overlooking a lawn, similar to Boardwalk, but beyond the lawn is a lazy river, giant pool and slide complex. Very much Texas Hill Country. And we're going to have some great activities and dining opportunities that are going to be resort guest only. So it's going to be a highly sought after resort. Self-contained, destination type. Woody, Jesse, Bullseye are all going to be hanging out there along with Mickey and Minnie from their Two Gun Mickey short. And we might even see some Mickey Mouse talent roundup homage thrown in.
I'm picking up like a black gold Texas tea level of wealth and luxury here.
Luxury it is, but it is not the Clampets.
Not the Clampets, but still that level of money.
Money, luxury, relaxed atmosphere.
Okay, I'm buying it. What would you do for restaurants there, Donna?
For restaurants, the signature I would like, because Disney's big into going and getting a celebrity chef, so I'd like them to go get Chef Tim Love. He is a Texas boy. He's the chef owner at the Lonesome Dove Bistro over in Fort Worth. The focus there is steaks and game. He's got venison, elk, wild boar, rabbit, and even rattlesnake on the menu, and it is all delicious. Now, for the casual table service, I think there's going to need to be something that's family-friendly, maybe a buffet style. The quick service, I'd like to pick up Geyser Point from the Wilderness Lodge and put that close to the pool complex. We're going to have that and the counter that's like at Geyser Point. So you can do a quick takeaway too. We're talking barbecue, pulled pork, sliced brisket sandwiches, burgers, brisket tacos, brisket nachos. You get the vibe. Now for the bar, it's going to be a saloon. I'm going to go ahead and call it the Diamond Horseshoe, but you know. We got talking a mile-long copper bar with a brass rail, and this space is also going to be used as a community hall for some activities during the day. This will be the primary focus for family and adult activities in the evening, and like Disney Cruise Line, it's actually going to have a club host to keep things moving and engage the crowd. And then for my extra, we've got a chuck wagon. This is going to be simple fare, but well done, in the outdoors around a campfire. For breakfast, it's going to be our character breakfast. And for dinner, we're talking grilled steaks on the campfire with storytelling, live guitar music, sing-along, and stargazing.
Okay, I'm in. You had me at Chuck Wagon.
There you go.
I'm wondering what Donna's motivation toward a Texas theme was.
Because I'm a Texas girl.
Oh, yeah.
So I am freely admitting that I am borrowing some inspiration from some very favorite resorts that are not Disney, as well as my favorite DVC stuff.
Fantastic.
I like the Chuck Wagon. I think that sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Shelby, what's going on over at Rocky Mountain Retreat?
Okay, so Rocky Mountain Retreat, again, this is out in the wilderness. It's quiet. It's an escape from the hustle and bustle of Disney. We're nice and relaxing. It's a celebration of the animals as well. So that's what we've got as far as the restaurants and the name. The quick service is actually Beaver Snacks. So it's got a lot of quick things that you can grab while you're out and enjoying the resort. It's even got some, because we have lots of hiking trails around, you can buy these kits that's got trail mix and other things that you need while you're out hiking and exploring the area and taking in the scenery and the animals. We've got a table service called Miner's Town. That is a celebration of the silver mine that were found in the Rocky Mountain areas. And this is a buffet style family dinner place with some elements similar to Whispering Canyon Cafe, like you have at Copper Creek.
Is it rowdy like Whispering Canyon?
The whole vibe here is a little bit subdued and I don't want to say rustic, but we're not going for rowdy necessarily. I'm just picturing the big restaurant adjacent to the lobby, but different than Whispering Canyon, that it's a buffet style restaurant, maybe with some animal inspired dining experiences as well. And then the lounge is called the Big Elk Lounge. That's a celebration for the hunters, kind of like the cave area of the resort, where you can go and you can tell the stories of, you can tell your hunting stories, and you can have some whiskey, just reflect and enjoy on the wonderful vacation that you're having.
Sounds perfect. Tom, what do you got?
All right. You remember this is Jungle Cruise themed, right? So we got the Skipper's Retreat. So the quick service restaurant is going to be called AWOL's Mess Hall because it rhymes and it's good. So this is going to be more of your, you know, standard fare, you know, your chicken fingers, your burgers, your stuff you would eat at like a mess hall type of thing. But, you know, it's going to be obviously a little more dressed up than that. But I would say not looking like Skipper's Canteen, you know, like not that kind of look, maybe just a little bit like of a level below that. But the walls decorated similarly, where it looks a lot like the Jungle Cruise queue and things like that. Now, that's just the quick service. Now, the table service, I'm going to steal a page from the Contemporary, and I want a rooftop restaurant. So I want a place where you can see the tops of the trees and maybe a little Magic Kingdom if we get high enough. But that restaurant is going to be called Schweitzer's because that sounds like a nice restaurant you would go to, right? So we're going to call that one Schweitzer's. That's going to be very similar to like a California Grill. Of course, it's still going to be themed Jungle Cruise, but it's going to be a little more upscale. You know, we're going to have nicer things on the walls, but still, the waiters that work at this restaurant are still going to be Jungle Cruise skippers. So there's still going to be some shenanigans there, but maybe just a little bit classier shenanigans. I'm not really sure what those are specifically, but
like swordfish and eel shenanigans.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, $40 to $50 entree shenanigans, those types of shenanigans. So there's still fun in this restaurant. And of course, it might be a good firework viewing area where they pipe in the show music from Happily Ever After and you get to watch from there. That would be great. We're going to have a bar and lounge. We're going to call that the Backside of Water Bar. That one is going to be to get into that bar. You're going to go through, not necessarily go through a waterfall, but you're going to have to walk around a waterfall. Very much like think Wilderness Lodge on this one, where you get to walk under that waterfall when you're going down to the pool area of Wilderness Lodge. But in this case, you're going to go through that cave under the waterfall, and the waterfall is going to be visible from inside the cave, and that's where the bar is going to be. That's where the lounge is going to be. You're going to see the waterfall on the outside. Then we're going to have a gift shop, you know, one of those little gift shops that's all at all the DVC resorts. We're going to call that one Sam's Sundries for Trader Sam. I don't want to call it Trader Sam's because, you know, there's already a Trader Sam's, but we're going to call it Sam's Sundries. And that's going to be filled with various... What's that?
That works.
Yeah, it works, right? So, of course, there's going to be various sundries there. There's going to be, you know, the essentials you need for your jungle cruise, the essentials you need for your vacation, overpriced gallon of milk, that type of thing, right there at your resort. So those are mine.
Very good.
I love the backside of water thing. That's so
backside cute. Of water bar. I was just going to call it backside cool. bar, but I feel like people wouldn't do that. Backside of water bar is better, right?
You got to go with their joke, man. You got to run with their joke.
I mean, listen, the whole thing with the Jungle Cruise, it's corny. It's obvious. It's, you know, that kind of humor. I feel like you got to go with the obvious stuff, right?
The other thing that I'm picking up here is because Jungle Cruise is such a classic attraction that it's kind of proved itself in the test of time.
Yeah.
So let's just expand it from two classic opening day kind of like attractions over to a resort. I'm getting it.
All right. All right, good, good.
Valerie, what kind of food are we having over at the chalets?
Okay, so basically, you know, you can't have a winter resort without having a little element of frozen in there, right? So we have a quick service restaurant, which is Elsa's Eatery. There's also table service, which will be the Ice Castle. That'll be, of course, a character buffet with Elsa, Anna, Olaf, little Mickey and Minnie might come in there for good measure. The bar and lounge is the Runaway Lounge. And then in the theme of Grand Floridian with Victorian Alberts, they're also going to have a very high-end signature dining experience, and that will be Kristoff's. Oh, and I'm sorry. And then there's also a bakery, which is Sven's Sweet Treats. And that would be outdoors. Well, not outdoors, but in the snow-themed sports park.
Very nice. Like a snack bar, too, or just a shop out there?
Just a shop with cupcakes and all those yummy pastel glittery things that Disney does so well.
I feel like you got to have like a life-size version of Sven there, like licking the side of the booth or something. Like, you know, with his tongue stuck to the side of the booth.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
wait, but this is a competition. I shouldn't be helping. What am I doing?
What else you got?
Yeah. Let's serve soft serve ice cream there as well. Sven licking that.
Yeah, you got to have Sven licking like a 10-foot tall ice cream cone.
Perfect.
Over at Castaway, we're rocking a totally new concept for DVC, but I feel like I kind of have to do this because like food is included at Castaway Key, and there's so many all inclusive resorts over there. My food service is probably the weaker of the group here. But it's an all-inclusive. What that means is I do have a high-end restaurant, I've got table service. The tying into the pools, I'm going to create, because it's Peter Pan theme, I'm going to have a pool that is created like Skull Island. And so there will be water slides coming down this pool, but the pool will also be a pool bar. And because we're not in Florida, I can have a swim up bar to the pool. And it'll be a bar quick service as well. Because in Florida, they have laws saying you can't have any swim up pools. So that was my really cool idea there for restaurants and pools, was a Skull Island pool. Again, I've got the barbecue, I've got a quick service, and I've got a little bit higher end. I was going to go tower, like Tom mentioned, and put a nicer restaurant up there in hopes that we can get the Disney Cruise Line to do their fireworks off the boat in a location where we can see that as well.
That'd be cool.
Kind of the double purpose with the cross from the Bay Lake Tower and California Grill with the fireworks rooftop, because I know the cruise line's going to be kicking off some fireworks on the ships. So that's what I had there. Let's go to Shelby's pool.
My pool is called Backcountry Falls. This is inspired by the real area in the Rocky Mountain National Park called Waterfalls and Backcountry. We have an integrated with this as a lazy river. We have huge waterfalls, maybe building on what you see at the Wilderness Lodge with Copper Creek Falls, but more dramatic waterfalls with more mountain scenery around. And then also with, of course, with the lazy river integrated. And then we have, inspired by another area of the Rocky Mountain National Park, is the quiet pool is going to be called Big Meadows. And this is an area of the park known for grasses and wildflowers. And we might have some of those areas kind of integrated with the space where you can do some bird watching and other views of the animals from the pool area, similar to what you can do at Animal Kingdom. We've got the Backcountry Falls, which is the family pool with the waterfalls and the lazy river. And then we have a separate quiet pool, Big Meadows, where you could definitely picture grandma and grandpa hanging out there and watching, doing some bird watching and looking at the animals and relaxing there.
Now, is your lazy river going to be more beach club-y or more Alani?
I think it would be more Alani, because you know how at Alani they have the big kind of mountain formation in the middle of the pool area, and I think the lazy river goes around that. So it's going to be more continuous like that, with different elements of the Rocky Mountains kind of built in, even some areas with some rapids, and where it's not, we're not trying to make a water park, but we're trying to make this pool and this, and I wouldn't, maybe lazy river is a bad name for it, right? I want it to feel as if you were actually doing some sort of whitewater rafting or something like that.
Okay, so like a turbocharged lazy river in areas.
For the adventurous, right? Because this is all about getting out and enjoying nature and replicating what you have in the Rockies. So it has to be a little bit turbulent.
Tom, tell me about what's coming on at Skipper Canteen for Where Can I Take all a right. Dip? And there better not be piranhas.
There's
in
not.
This.
You're going to like this. So because this is, we're at the River Country site, Disney likes to do tributes to the things that they replace. I think we make a mini River Country in a Jungle Cruise theme at the Skipper's Retreat. What we have going on there, right? First of all, sand bottom pool. Got to have that, because I think that's kind of nice. But I want there to be a kids area with the scene from the elephant scene in the water where the elephants are spraying, you know, so the kids can jump in the elephant spraying. You know, they can be animatronic if you want them to be, you know, either way. Obviously, there's got to be a waterfall for you to jump off of. I mean, there's got to be a waterfall for you to jump off of the top. Now, I'm going to break some Florida laws with this one. And this could be the worst idea ever. It could be the greatest idea ever. I'm not sure. But there's a lazy river that goes around the whole thing. In the middle of the lazy river, there is a swim up bar or a float by bar, let's say, where you grab a drink and then you continue floating on your way through the lazy river with your drink. Now, what?
Dang it, Tom. You and I are surfing the same.
Are we? Waves. Oh, man. I think it's a great idea.
It is just a great idea.
Just scan your magic band as you float by and hook
there's
me
like
up,
three drink right? options. You just get, you yell which one you want as you're coming up. They scan your magic band and you just grab it and you just keep going. We're going to call the pool bar, we're going to call that Denial Drinks, because why not?
Could have a problem in denial.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You don't, if you don't think there should be a bar at the pool, then you're in denial. We could call the lazy river denial too, and then just have that be the bar, the one that you're going through there. But of course, you know, the music that's playing at this pool is of course the cue music from Jungle Cruise. That's important. But I want to have like a lot of animatronics at this thing. You know, I want to have a lot of the similar stuff from the Jungle Cruise, you know, just kind of scattered around through here, but while also doing a tribute to River Country. And that's kind of what the idea is here. Have a very similar River Country kind of thing. You know, River Country had, it wasn't jumping, but they had the slides off the, like, kind of like a waterfall type of area. So we'll do something like that. We have a waterfall, we have where you can jump off or you can slide off. You know, we have a big feature pool, which is sand bottom. We've got the lazy river. We've got a cool water slide, that, you know, it goes on for a little while. I think that's what my pool looks like at Skipper's Retreat.
Hopefully the hippos don't bite. You know what I'm saying?
There'll definitely be hippos there. There have to be hippos, right?
Yeah, there have to be hippos. There have to be.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you were like in the feature pool and you didn't know that there were hippos in the feature pool, and then all of a sudden one just kind of came up out of the water, freak people out? But it would be pretty funny.
At least funny to watch.
Not funny if it happened to you, but, you know, do your research before you go to your resorts, people.
Depends on how many times you visit the float by bar, right?
Yeah, you could just float by with your drink and just keep laughing at people as they get scared by the hippos. I mean...
Scare them too much and it could cause some pool closures, you know?
Well, see, that's why it could be the worst idea ever, because how many of those drinks are going to get spilled into the pool? Probably a lot.
No way, this is the best idea ever.
Yes, all right.
See, Valerie's backing you up in the competition.
I was helping before, so.
Okay, Donna, what do you have here?
Okay, again, Tom and I are going head-to-head on this thing, because that whole thing about the River Country... Well, I do want my pool to be a little mini water park. It needs to pay homage to the River Country, the original. And at the same time, Texas Hill Country has our own river floating, drink in hand culture. So for the feature pool, we're going to have a huge pool play, a huge play pool area with slides, maybe some swings, a sandy play area for the littler kids, splash area, sand to play in. It can also be a fire pit area for s'mores later in the evening. And then we're going to have the Rio Grande Lazy River all the way around with float. And this is a continual float around. You do not have to get out. And you just take a little side trip on a little leg, float by the bar. Scan your magic band, get your margarita, keep on floating. And then we're also going to have a quiet pool. And we're going to have something that is unheard of at Walt Disney World. And that is an adult-only quiet pool.
I like that.
Yes. You remember that quick serve bar area that we had that's kind of like Geyser Point from Wilderness? Well, the servers over there are going to cycle through every now and then, so you don't have to be bothered with actually going to the bar yourself. They will bring it to you. I realize this is a revolutionary concept for Walt Disney World.
Well, Hurricane Hammond's does that over at Beach Club.
Yeah, but it's not adult only.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Just think
they at least have like, you know, table service or pool
right.
Side service.
Right. I think a lot of the resorts could take a lesson. I mean, that is one of the things that I really, really like about Beach Club, and that's pretty much the only place that does it. Other resorts, non-Disney, have, you know, wait staff that caters to the people at the adult pool. You know, because sometimes you want to escape the pool party. You just want to chill.
Very good. I had on my deal plan, because I'm like beachy Caribbean, I had an adult pool that's one of the new infinity style pools that when you're in the pool and you're sitting in it looking out, there's no edge to the pool. The edge to the pool backs up and it like overlooks the ocean.
That's cool.
So it has that kind of effect to it that you're just looking out over the ocean. The other thing I was going to steal was an actual water park like Atlantis has, and a mini Blizzard Beach. More than just one or two things, but not quite a full-blown water park. Just simply due to the operational cost of, you're only going to have cruise ships there, and it'll just be a Disney cruise ship. They're going to come off and their shore excursion could be coming over to this little mini water park. But if you're staying there as well, you'll have extra magic hours at the park before the cruise ship gets there and after the cruise ship has to board up and leave. Those are my key water features there, along with the Skull Island part that had the restaurant attached.
Now, if you just wanted to stay there, Chad, you could just, you wouldn't be on the cruise ship. You would just fly in or something and then stay at the resort.
Yeah, we're getting into my transportation.
I was just about to ask the same question, Shelby.
You got to worry about transportation. It gets into my room design and layout a little bit too, because it gets complex with this unique environment. That's what I had for pools. Valerie, did we cover your pool here?
No, I don't think we did. So Basically, there will be pools, although it is, you know, remember our winter resort theme. So there's going to be the feature pool, which will be a ski resort theming, and that's going to be called the Glacier. There'll be a pool bar at the quiet pool. So I kind of used a little bit of that as well. I think that that's always a good idea. One of them will have a bar that'll be snow caps, and the other one will be the Big Chill. There's also going to be the additional element, the snow sports facility. There's going to be a large building next to the resort, which will also have villas inside, or chalets inside, which we'll go into that later. But within the facility, it's going to have a mini ski hill, nothing too extravagant, but they'll have kind of a bunny slope kind of hill, ski lessons, an ice skating ring, different activities to build a snowman. Again, just to get you out of that heat, I think as a Floridian myself, we welcome any kind of snow and you don't find too much in Florida. So this would be a wonderful thing, especially, you know, if you get up there, you know, in the summer months, you know, you may never even make it to the park.
I'm almost thinking, are you going to like attach this to Blizzard Beach? Because that would be really cool.
Yeah, in the theming, that kind of, even though I was trying to stay away from Blizzard Beach, I kept finding that in my vision, I was still incorporating it, like with the chalets and kind of having that Swiss theme to it a little bit. It just all seemed to still keep coming back. And I guess that would absolutely be a part of it. And maybe a better location, kind of thinking out loud, may even be closer to Blizzard Beach to have that park right there.
I'm attaching it.
You're attaching
it's going to be like one of those ones where you can, it's like one of the Epcot resorts where you can walk right into Blizzard Beach, right? That's the benefit that you get.
Okay, I've just changed the location. The location is now by Blizzard Beach.
You can also like make it like a Great Wolf Lodge factor here too.
True.
Okay? Because you're going to have all this water park and you're going to have some indoor stuff. So it's almost like it compete with Great Wolf at a DVC level. Right. I'm loving it. Resort element number 4, room design and layout. Tom, what's going on over at the Skipper Villas?
First of all, and I could have mentioned this in the beginning in the design, but I didn't. I failed to mention this. This is not your pristine Riviera-looking resort, okay? This resort looks like it's been through some stuff, okay? It's dirty on the outside. There's vines growing on it. This is an immersive experience. We can't have a clean-looking hotel on the outside. Now, the rooms are going to be clean and everything, but it'll be nice, you know, on the inside. But the outside looks like it needs to be have been in the jungle for a long time. I'm going to propose something crazy, and I think everyone's going to like this. My resort, my Skipper's Retreat, will have almost all studios because there is a shortage of studios in the DVC hotels. Studios are always the thing that goes first. And I'm one that always stays in studios. So I want a resort with more studios. Now, I'm not saying all studios, I guess, completely, because I don't want to deprive anybody of staying in this lovely resort. But I want to say 90% of the rooms are going to be studios. And then the other ones, you know, throw a couple bedrooms in here. And there. That's my crazy idea for this resort. So that's what my room inventory looks like.
You're going to flip the script then, as opposed to it being really difficult to get a studio.
That's exactly
it's
right.
Really difficult to get a kitchen.
Okay,
here.
That's not necessarily true because the studios I want to put in there are bigger than normal studios. Okay, a little bit bigger. And I don't want to put a full kitchen in there, but I want to put in like some more kitchen. So like some more kitchen space. Maybe throw an oven in there and maybe a little bit of a larger fridge. But make a studio with almost like a one bed.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking up what you're laying down here. Oh. Microwave and fridge.
Here's your only problem, though. If you pay more points than Copper Creek and you pull up and this is a dirty looking hotel on the outside, you're going to be like, what did I spend my points on? Like, what am I doing? This is way too
expensive. Because as soon as somebody does some kind of Instagram on it, everybody's going to want it.
That's actually true. You might be right about that. Maybe slightly more points. I'm not talking like a lot more points than that. I don't want it to be like, you know, one of the cabins. That's too much. But maybe slightly
more. If you're going to give me more square footage and you're going to give me more amenities, it's like a deluxe studio plus. I think you can plus up the points a little bit. But
I feel like the number one DVC complaint you always hear from people is, I can never book a studio at 7 months out. So I feel like there needs to be more studios in the system. If there's a whole resort that's almost all studios, then, you know, you get a lot of people that'll go over there and that'll open up studios in the rest of the resort.
And that's a great idea unless you attach a boatload of bungalows to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't, there's no bungalows at the Skipper's Retreat. We don't have any of those.
Any high-end accommodations like 3-bedroom grand villas or...
Well, you know, the skippers don't get paid a lot, so they really kind of prefer to stay a little more affordable and low key. So we're going to keep out some of the more luxurious, you know, maybe like the head skipper. Maybe you can have a couple of rooms that are like grand villas.
Yeah. Or hey, why don't we throw some boats in the water out there? Kind of like a bungalow, but it's actually like a boat that you're on.
Like a houseboat out on the water?
Yeah, there you go.
That is a crazy idea. I like it. This is a crazy resort. So crazy ideas are welcome because this is a fun resort. This is, you know, something you have to be immersed in. It's Star Wars, the Star Wars resort, but it's Jungle Cruise immersive.
The other thing I thought of when I heard you say there's no animatronics in the room, I think that's a miss, Tom. I think you need to have like a crazy little snake there, a gorilla that pounds his chest or something. But only when you do certain things or say certain things in the room. That would be
fun. Like different things that you say in the room would trigger like a gorilla sound in the jungle.
Yeah, because you know how they have all these little tiny animal, like they listen to the room and they make noise. They're just little tiny chintzy little decorations. You'll see them at like Spencer's Gift and things like that. I want some Disney level animatronics ones in there.
I'm thinking like the little spider in the cage that's in the queue line.
That'll work.
Yeah. You put that in there somewhere. And when you first walk in, you think that it's fake. You don't think that it'll move or anything. And then you walk by it and it's motion activated and it jumps a little bit. This is a terrifying hotel that I'm proposing here. There's just things that pop out at you everywhere. And it's going to be fun though.
Yeah, the kids will need a little counseling when they get older. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to do your research before you go, you know what you're getting into there. It's like a Whispering Canyon situation. If you go to Whispering Canyon, you can't be offended when they give you a giant mason jar of water or they tie the bottom of your straw so you can't drink your milkshake. That's part of the fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll go ahead and pick mine up next because I'm piggybacking off of your thoughts here that there's not enough studios because I'm looking at this going, you know, if you're coming into this island, there's no grocery store to just run to. Why do you need super huge kitchen there? And it's an all-inclusive resort. So you might bring something back to your room because you really like it and want to eat it a couple hours later. For the most part, at an all-inclusive resort, you don't really need the kitchen. So picking up on your theme of what you're doing, I'm going to have a tower-style hotel, and I'm going to have about 300 total rooms in it. But I'm going to take this concept of a lock-off, and I'm going to build 3-bedroom lock-offs. And I'm going to pick up on what you did with the deluxe studios. So I'm going to have the normal lock-off from a 2-bedroom that would have the 1-bedroom plus the studio side. And it's going to sleep 5 and 5 in those. And then there's going to be an additional room, deluxe studio plus, that could sleep 6. So what you're going to end up with is a combination grand villa. You could book this all 3 rooms together and sleep 16. Or you could book just the 1-bedroom part, just the studio part, or just the 3rd bedroom as the deluxe studio that could sleep 6. And that's kind of what I'm doing in the room. And I have about 300 of these rooms in there. So it's going to favor the studio bookers because you've like doubled the amount of studios, but yet you've given the flexibility of the lock-off concept. And I've just blown it out to a 3-bedroom.
You just gave me like an idea of like having 3 different levels of studios in my resort instead of just 1 studio. You could have the value studio, which is smaller and no kitchen, the moderate studio, which is a little bit bigger and half a kitchen, and then the deluxe studio.
Kind of stealing from Vero Beach here.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
Because you know how they have the in rooms? So I'm kind of doing the same concept to where I'm getting a really broad diversity. But I'm building it in such a way you could book it as a somewhat of a grand villa. This is what I'm afraid of. Who is going to have the points? Because my point chart here is going to make the grand flow look cheap. It has to because you're on this island resort and it's an all-inclusive. So you've got to pay for the food with your points in there. So this place is going to be point expensive.
It's like when you use your points for a cruise. It's all-inclusive, so the points are much higher.
Yeah, so my point chart is just insane. But it's going to be on par and in line with going to any of the all-inclusive resorts there in the Caribbean. So that's kind of what I'm thinking for my rooms there in the room element. room inventory, 300 rooms. It'll be about 80 of them that'll be these combination rooms with some extra studios on it. Because 80 rooms would give me quite a few of the one-bedroom kitchens, if that's what you really truly wanted. Okay, I'm going to keep everything into the tower so that all of my rooms are multifunctional. The thing I'm worried about with this resort is rooms and open inventory. That's what my room inventory looks like. The theming and the resorts are all fantasy land. We're picking up on that Peter Pan theme. And we're also going to pick up from Ariel and Under the Sea theme as well. Like one side will be more of the princessy type theme and the other side will be more of the piratesy type theme that all plays off of Hook and Pan and that kind of a deal. Cool. So Valerie, tell me about your rooms over at the chalets.
The main building is a tower, which is going to be similar to Animal Kingdom. The top two floors of the main building will be club level, and they will have 5 two-story chalets, which will each be 3 bedrooms. Then there will also be studios and 1 and 2 bedrooms as well on the club level. Then in the adjacent buildings, they will have the same configurations, the studios, the 1 bedrooms, and the 2 bedrooms. And then in the Snowplex, some of the chalets will have balconies facing into the sports area. So you'll be over the little snow slope and the ski slope. Those will also. So as far as points, they're going to be in line with Grand Floridian. Higher, of course, for the club level. Probably about 10 to 20%, depending on the season.
I keep coming back to your snow complex. I know we're talking about rooms, but I got to jump back to that. Because all I can hear is the, do you want to build a snowman? And I can see like siblings having snowman building contests in there.
Yep. You're getting the vibe.
Yeah. I'm picking this up. I'm feeling this one. So room inventory, as soon as I heard you say club level, I was like, yep, that's Valerie going back to her club level from Animal Kingdom.
How can you have chalets and no club level?
Oh, you have to. You have to. So what's your room composition like in terms of the breakouts of layouts? Because with Tom and I, it was a big deal to get more studios.
Okay, so basically, it's going to be not studio heavy, but pretty evenly distributed. Where I have a greater emphasis is giving more on the 3-bedroom suites, only because it seems as though that's very limited. You know, like to me, whenever I'm looking for a 3-bedroom is when I have a really difficult time. As a party, you know, a 5, for us, we're never really looking for the studio. So I guess, you know, in creating this resort, you're going for what you have the hardest time finding yourself. So and for me, the demand would be trying to find those 3-bedroom villas or chalets in the case here.
Okay. Donna, what do you got for us for room?
Okay. So the first thing, I'm going to turn all of DVC on its head, because the thing that I hear most from my member friends is that there's no king beds in a studio. So I'm going to introduce a king studio. We'll have 2 different kinds of studios. The first one, the king, it's only going to sleep 3. It's going to have a king bed and a sleeper chair. These are all going to be dedicated and they do not connect to anything else. So that's what I hear from the longtime members. Our kids are grown, they're in college or beyond, and we're looking for a couple's getaway. We don't need to sleep 5 in our studios. The other type of studio that we will have will be a traditional, more like a hotel room. It'll still have our little DVC kitchenette, but instead of that queen bed and a sofa, it's going to have 2 actual queen beds. And again, I hear a complaint from members. A lot of people are hesitant to sleep on a pull-out sofa. It doesn't really matter how much you tell them that it's great, it's comfortable, and the kids will be fine. They don't like it. So we're going to go with the Vero model of the in-room, which has 2 actual queen beds. The 1-bedroom, however, will sleep 5, and it'll have a second bathroom like Kidani does. And then that 1-bedroom and then the studio with the 2 queens, those will connect to form a 2-bedroom. The 3 bedrooms are going to be standalone stone cottages. I want you to think like the Vero Beach Cottage, 2-story. But again, it's going to have that Texas hill country German influence of the white stone cottage and exposed heavy beams. And those will all have easy access to our pool complex. I see the points being on par with Animal Kingdom, Kidani, maybe a little bit more because some of the experiences, including the pool complex and that chuck wagon, those are going to be resort only experiences.
So if you're not a guest here, you can't book it. So you're going to have to charge a little bit more to be able to get those premium experiences.
I'm 7 months-ing you. That's all I can say. You know, it's interesting to point out that we've all like tweaked the studio designs.
Yeah, and I would like to see mine be a little bit heavier on the studios, because even though I'm an empty nester myself, I still book the studio, even though I hate the queen bed thing. And I would also like to see a little bit more luxurious bathroom in these studios.
I also heard you picking up like a little bit of Old Key West studio where it's got two full beds.
Right. Same at Vero. You know, the in rooms have those two actual queen beds, and then they have a little seating area as well.
Shelby, what do you have going on for rooms over at Rocky Mountain Retreat?
Picture yourself at Kadani, right? And you're standing on your balcony and you're looking out on the safari. At the Rocky Mountain Retreat, we go one step further, have the cabins out at Copper Creek. So now we've got cabins that are sort of integrated into the wildlife area in a safe way, similar to how you're doing the Kilimanjaro safari over at Animal Kingdom. So we have different types of rooms out there also, not just two bedrooms. Of course, the point usage is going to be much higher here, right? But we're going to have one and two bedroom units, standalone units out, blended in with the wildlife throughout the different sections of the park. And each of those are going to have a different feel to them depending on the area. For example, if you're in the waterfalls and backcountry area, then it's going to be a lot more rustic, a lot more remote, a lot more quiet, right? As opposed to like the wilderness area is going to be closer into all the animals and things like that. Now, there are going to be some studios. The studios are going to be in the main building adjacent to the lobby. But mostly what this resort's going to feature is a lot of standalone units scattered about. Like I said, those are going to be higher on the point usage, but it's going to just really be really giving you that opportunity to have an experience where you're really out in nature and you've got this peacefulness around you.
So you're kind of going for the cabin experience, like the mountain cabin experience in Orlando.
Right.
Room composition then, what's the main end like? I know we've got the remote buildings. Is it more tower style? Is it hotel style? Is it condos?
Whatever it is, it's got to blend in with the landscape and it's got to be kind of like seamless to the landscape around it. I think it's going to be more like, I'm picturing like the main building at the Wilderness Lodge where you have the lobby and then you have connected to that. You've got the different studios mostly, right? Because most of the one and two bedroom units at this resort are scattered about the property.
I see. Okay, moving on to resort element number 5, transportation. Shelby, how are we going to get to and from your resort?
Disney is going to build a transcontinental railroad for this resort. It's going to tie all the way, and remember the resort's in the Animal Kingdom area, so it's going to tie all the way over to Copper Creek, so I could go from home to home in the Rocky Mountain Retreat over to the Pacific Northwest. And I'm even thinking that there's going to be a way that you can get onto the Magic Kingdom Railroad from an intermediary stop. That's not going to be the only mode of transportation, but that's going to be one mode of transportation. It's going to be a new railroad that is constructed that goes across the Disney property and makes various stops along the way. Maybe on the backside of Epcot, it stops. On its way, it bends back around to Magic Kingdom.
I love that.
You're killing me. Killing me.
Well, I mean, think about how it plays into the Copper Creek theme, right? Pacific Northwest.
I know, right? And it plays right into my Old West theme, too.
Hey, well, the scenery can change. Yeah, the scenery can change along the way.
Maybe another stop.
So the railroad can run from Shelby's resort to Donna's resort.
Exactly. Yeah, right?
See, I was stopping it at Copper Creek, but knowing that we've got another resort there, then just go all the way, right?
That's right.
And y'all are pushing that unlimited budget part to get it to my island. I'm just saying. Railroad's your main thing there, Shelby. What other kind of stuff do you have going on?
Nothing else really for transportation, just the standard buses and things like that. I did also think it would be cool to have something since we're out in a national park and we're trying to take care of nature. I think it would be good to have similar to how they have the minivans, but to use electric vehicles for that, maybe have less of an environmental impact.
Okay, I'm feeling it. Tom, what do we got going for transportation over at the Skipper?
So I feel like we got a pretty obvious one here. Since we're in the vicinity of Magic Kingdom and we're, you know, nestled on Bay Lake, of course, we're going to have boat transportation to Magic Kingdom. And this boat transportation, though, it's going to be a special boat that is just for this resort to go back and forth to Magic Kingdom. And of course, it's going to be a Jungle Cruise boat. And on your trip over from this resort, you're going to have a Jungle Cruise skipper. Now, since this is a whole different trip you're taking to Magic Kingdom, the jokes are going to be different. The references are going to be different. And there's going to be a whole spiel that the skipper has to do on their way over to Magic Kingdom from this resort.
Hey, I like that, Tom, because I've heard a lot of people say the boat ride is almost an experience itself, even like from the Wilderness Lodge or to Magic Kingdom. So
totally agree.
You know, making it a truly separate experience that is more like an attraction is a great idea.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. And, you know, especially they could write a whole new script for this. There's all sorts of fun things they could do because it's you're seeing all sorts of new sights. The idea of a Jungle Cruise skipper being in, like, let's say the modern day and looking at modern day things and being shocked by them and having comments about them. I think that's fun. There's a lot of different things you can do with it too, that I think would make it neat. And truthfully, if you look at the Magic Kingdom boats that they have now that go to Wilderness Lodge, they're not that all that different style wise from the Jungle Cruise boats. They look pretty similar. I would say they're about the same size and capacity. So could even repurpose one of those boats, make it look like a Jungle Cruise boat, and there you go. You got it down, and then you know have a couple skippers, write a new script. I think it would be a lot of fun to do it that way. And that would make it a really special experience too. As far as other modes of transportation go, I feel like maybe I don't want any other modes of transportation that are different than normal. And the reason why, I don't want to build a monorail over there because that's going to ruin kind of the experience there because it's immersive, right? So if we have a monorail going by through the jungle, that would be a little bit weird. Now, of course, we got to have buses. So we got to have the buses there. You know, we can't prevent that. But there's nothing special, I would say, that we do with the buses. Now, we could, if in a perfect world, right, we could have it be the same as the boat ride, except it's the bus driver now that's doing the Jungle Cruise spiel as they're taking you to the various parks. Not exactly practical because the way the buses work at Disney, you know, the random buses end up at random resorts all the time. So I'm not going to pretend like that's going to work. And then, of course, the gondola. As much as I would love to have a gondola stop there, also doesn't really fit with the theme. So I feel like the boat is going to be the highlight here on the way to Magic Kingdom. That's the thing that's really going to make it stand out.
Going to Epcot, Hollywood, Animal Kingdom, or Blizzard Beach,
we're
whatever,
you're just taking a bus, right? I think anything else would ruin the immersiveness and the aesthetic of it. That would be like if you had the Star Wars resort and there's a monorail stop there. It'd be like, well, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why would we do that? You know, or a gondola stop. It doesn't fit.
Florida, so we can't exactly like dig those in and put them underground. Exactly. You can't make them a sub.
So, I mean, I don't think it ruins it too much to take the bus over there. You know, maybe you could play Jungle Cruise music on the bus over. I mean, that's something they could customize to each bus. But, you know, it'd be hard to train all the bus drivers to do a Jungle Cruise spiel. So let's be honest, you know, not all of them are going to be funny and have the timing that you need to be a Jungle Cruise skipper. So
that is a unique skill set.
It is a unique skill set for sure.
Okay, Valerie, how are we getting over to our snowbound retreat?
Well, by gondola, of course, and buses.
Well, the gondola really makes sense with your thing.
Right. It's the only thing that works. I mean, especially since I relocated the whole resort, you know, midway through this conversation. Yeah, we could totally do gondola.
Okay. Any other transportation creativity that you've got going on?
No, that pretty much sums it up.
I'm feeling like a snowmobile, fake like a fake golf cart turned into a snowmobile here would be
so
kind of fun to get
around the resort.
Yeah.
That could be kind of cool. Yeah, I see it.
Donna, how are we getting over to the Texas resort?
Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm going to tag on to Shelby's thing because I was all about the steam engine connecting with the Magic Kingdom Railroad. I would love to see it have the primary station there right by, you know, in Frontierland, right by Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. That would be great. I do see his point where you could stop at Wilderness, you could stop at his resort, you know, all of those that share a similar railroad theme. That could be really cool, interesting way. Of course, we're going to have buses. It's a given. And since we're situated right there on Bay Lake, a ferry to the Ticket and Transportation Center or Magic Kingdom, it just needs to look more like a riverboat. And then I'm just going to say no to the whole gondola thing.
Man, no love for the gondolas.
No love for the gondolas.
You know, an idea that you sparked in me when you mentioned Big Thunder. What if we were to take the Big Thunder Railroad roller coaster and make that your train to get to the park.
And I'm not necessarily opposed to that. It could be a high speed. It doesn't have to take, you know, 3 hours out of your day to get there, but it needs to kind of look like an old west steam engine.
Lap bars required.
That's right.
So with mine, because I'm on an island, and I actually looked up the island now that they've proposed, and that island has a little airport on it, and it does have direct flights to Miami and I think Fort Lauderdale. So I'm going to shake things up a little bit and start putting a direct flight in straight to MCO. And the reason is, I know you're going to want to do a split stay. I know you're going to want to come to Walt Disney World, and the land and sea package is already popular. But I want to be able to throw a third option in there with land, sea on the cruise, and then this island resort coming in. So I have an airport coming in here with airport service to MCO. Let's say you're coming in from Europe or international or Colorado. You can buy your round trip ticket there. And then you can also buy in the middle of your trip another round trip ticket just from the island back to MCO. And that's going to be one of my primary ways of transportation. The other thing that I'm going to work and beg Disney Cruise Line to do is to come up with kind of a land and sea package, because like half of the resort's going to have to be normal hotel rooms as well. And so if I do that, then Disney Cruise Line can start coming back in and they can start booking you a 4-day cruise with a 3-night stay.
That's what I want. I want you to drop me off there for a few days.
Exactly. And then let you take the plane back, or let you take the 3-day
cruise back. Right.
Coming back. So that there's some kind of a rotation here where you can come on and off. Because the one thing that I've heard consistently and what drove this idea was people that are wishing that they could just hang out at Castaway Key. I want to live there. Well, oh, we've got 700 acres coming now. Let's make that happen. So I've got that going on. If you're in one of the deluxe parts, or maybe the club level that's up at the top, you might even fly your own private plane into the airport or take a helicopter from another island. Both of those are going to be acceptable, and there'll be like a helipad over on one of the buildings so that you could come back in and just fly straight into it. Those are my primary transportations there. I am going to have golf carts that are going to go around the resort that you can come in for local transportation on the resort. You can take those to and from the cruise port. You can take those to and from, you know, just like running a bicycle, you can rent an electric golf cart. So that was another fun level of transportation. I am going to put the gondola system in here. And the reason why is you might want to take that over to the water park or back over to the cruise port, because I haven't got a full map layout. Or it might make sense to take the gondola system over to the airport, because there's not going to be a whole lot of places to go here. But where you do have to go is going to have a high volume of people coming back in and out. So that's how I kind of wanted to handle that without getting into the normal buses. Other thing I'm going to have there is I'm going to relaunch the whole Nemo submarine thing. And we're going to actually take some submarines out into the bay and go around the island and kind of scuba dive through those with a real life Nemo and Friends. We're going to make that real life from Nemo and Friends from Disneyland. And that was my creative transportation options there.
That's pretty cool.
Moving on to recreational activities, which I kind of got into with my Nemo and Friends submarine ride. Valerie, what are we going to do over at your resort?
Okay. So we're going to have, of course, campfire and marshmallows, arts and crafts. In the ice palace, we're going to have skiing, snowboarding, sledding, and ice skating. And then, of course, all your other fun snow activities, you know, making snow angels and snowball fights. But of course, you know, not too extreme, of course. We want to keep it kid friendly.
Very good. Like you said, I think you're going to have an appeal there to Floridians and other people from the South that don't get to experience snow.
That's what I'm hoping for.
And we've got a unique experience there as well. Okay. Tom, what kind of recreational activities are going on at the Skipper Canteen or the Skipper Resort?
My initial name for it was Skipper's Hideaway, Skipper but I like retreat better. This is the one underdeveloped part of my idea here, but I do have one idea that I think is really cool. And that is the reopening of Discovery Island. We will open Discovery Island back up. We will make it a walking jungle cruise. So with animals and exploration around this little island. So they bring the animals back. For those that don't know, Discovery Island was like Animal Kingdom before Animal Kingdom. And we'll have animals there. We'll have like a little guide through the woods for adults and kids or whatever else. Of course, we'll have all the recreation that happens in the jungle, you know, bike riding and, you know, maybe we have those mini boats that they have, but they're Jungle Cruise themed again. They're mini Jungle Cruise boats. Those are the types of things I think we'd have as recreation.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm done with the jungle theme mini boats so that you can take those out into Bay Lake.
Yeah, right? You drive those around Bay Lake.
Shelby, what's going on over at your resort? How can we have fun?
Yeah, so lots of ways to have fun. We mentioned that one of the main draws is the animals, and similar to the safari land that they have at Animal Kingdom. But here we've got more animals that you would see like in the Rocky Mountains. So we have bears, elk, moose, bighorn sheep, even mountain lions, right? So that would have to be a setup similar to what they have at actual Animal Kingdom, where they have the lions, where you can see them. But also we have other things that you would expect for an outdoor vacation where in the Rocky Mountains. We mentioned the Lazy River is almost like a whitewater rafting, but we also have zip lining and other outdoor type things that you can do in order to just really get immersed with nature, such as hiking.
Very good. Donna, what's going on over at your resort?
Well, we already talked about campfire and marshmallows at both the Chuck Wagon and the Sandy Beach area. Part of the reason that I wanted to situate my resort where it was, there in the old river country, is it's also got a close proximity to the Tri-Circle D Ranch. So horseback riding and hay rides will both be features of the resort. You know, it's just a no-brainer. And then we also will have the pool games that are so popular in the main play pool. But I would also like to see some adult games over at the adult pool, sort of like the DCL, the Disney Cruise Line ships used to do, with a host and whatever. Get the adults going on some of their own games, not just family games. And then in the saloon on certain nights, we're going to have the Mickey Mouse Club Talent Roundup. That's also known as karaoke. And on the nights where we're not doing karaoke, we're going to do dance lessons in the saloon. It's going to be family friendly until 8 or 9 p.m. So even the kids can get in on the act. And then we'll kick the kids out and have our club host do some late night adult activities, more like you would see on the cruise ships. And then the one thing that's really out there is we're going to bring an equivalent of Auntie's Beach House or the Oceaneers Club to our resort so that we're going to have the Oh Kitty Corral. And this is going to be particularly useful in the evenings and on weekends when mom and dad want to partake of some of the adult activities or fine dining and check the kids in, know that they're going to have a great time.
You know, what would a Texas resort be without a little line dancing?
Exactly. Or Western swing. You know, and I think we're going to have to, you know, have some crossover and regular popular club music, too. But you get the vibe.
I get the vibe. I'm seeing the two-step going down over there. Let's come back in now and do an elevator pitch for plea for votes as to why the listeners should vote for your resort. Tom, do you want to go ahead and start this one off?
You should vote for my resort because it's crazy and it's different and it's like nothing else that exists at Disney. It's a fully immersive resort based on a ride that is a classic, that is fun, that is a good time. It's going to be a lot of fun and everybody's going to be in character. It's immersive. It's just a good time overall. That's why you want to vote for mine. And you can do a unique experiences there that you can do nowhere else at Disney.
Very true. And what's not to love about Jungle Cruise? Exactly. So Shelby, why should we vote for your resort?
Okay. So if you love Animal Kingdom and you love the animals and when you're on your Disney trip, if you get to the point where you want to escape the hustle and bustle of the parks and you want something a little more secluded and you want some nature around you and you're looking for that out of your vacation and not just be in the middle of all the action all the time, then you should come over to the Rocky Mountain Retreat. This way you can enjoy all that Disney has to offer, but you're just a short train ride on a new transcontinental railway over to any of the parks that you want to go to, and you can come out and you can relax and you can have a great time.
Perfect. Donna, why should we vote for the Texas resort?
This is going to be your destination resort. Members talk all the time about doing a resort-only vacation, and this is the resort to do it at. First of all, we're going to have those king rooms. So for the couples out there or couples with one small child, this is for you. The other thing we're going to have is we're going to have this great pool complex. It's going to be awesome in the summer. You're never going to want to leave. And then you're going to have those exclusive experiences that you can only get when you stay there. We're talking about the campfire and the chuck wagon. We're talking about those deluxe cottages that have great pool access. It's something that Disney hasn't quite touched on yet. They've done the Pacific Northwest. They've done some other things, but they haven't touched on a relaxing, elevated experience yet.
I'm feeling that. I'm loving the regionality of it to Texas as well. So Valerie, why should the listeners vote for your resort?
When you need to escape from that hot Florida sun and you just want to cool off, and then you can immerse yourself in snowmen and sledding and just have a whole other world right, you know, at your doorstep, literally, this is going to be the place for you. You can still have the parks and you can still have the pools and all of the other great elements that come into any DVC resort, right? But with this, it's taking a step above and beyond.
Very good. Feeling like I'm going to get sunburn and frostbite all at the same time and in the same vacation.
That's exactly what we're going for.
I'm feeling them both. Well, here's why I think you should vote for Castaway Cove. Castaway Key, where you can stay overnight. It's that simple. I've got flexible rooms. You can get studios here. You can get deluxe studios. You can go three bedrooms. There will be no open inventory. You can tie it in with your Disney Cruise Line stay. You can come in with Disney Cruise Line and work it out for a 3-day, 4-day stay either way. You can fly into the island. You've got all kinds of different options here for when you're tired of going to Walt Disney World or when you want to tack something onto Walt Disney World that's unique and extra. That's my key selling point. You get all the benefits of Castaway Key and you get to stay there. Scuba diving, the ocean, the pools, you get Skull Island. That's why you want to vote for my resort. So before we wrap this up, Shelby, what are your thoughts on the resorts you heard tonight?
I thought it was really good. I got plenty of great ideas myself. I felt like there were some really good submissions here. And I really like your idea, Chad. I haven't been on a cruise myself, hadn't been able to experience that. And I think it would be great to be able to cruise and then stay at a DVC resort and something that's all inclusive. But the other parts that I liked that we talked about was the creative ideas everyone had about the different room configurations. I think it was Tom that had the idea of a super studio that had extra beds and a small kitchenette. Maybe several people mentioned that. I thought that was fantastic. And I'm really excited as DVC builds additional resorts that they will be doing some similar thinking and we'll have some more options as members going forward.
Valerie, what's your thoughts on tonight? What was your takeaways?
Yeah, I agree with Shelby. Lots of great input and great ideas. Tom loved your idea. I think it's just crazy enough. It just may work. I would definitely buy in, especially to those, you know, six person studios. Donna, Shelby, Chad, I mean, I think they were all great ideas.
Donna, what are your thoughts tonight?
Oh my gosh, I just love your idea, Chad. I love Walt Disney World, but my very favorite thing is cruising. And I would love to be able to just spend a couple of days on Castaway Key and have the next ship pick me up. I mean, that's like a dream. I do think everyone has some great ideas as far as transportation, different room configurations. There was a lot of really cool stuff. I love Tom's River Cruise idea. I just think that's so funny. I mean, I'm just like busting out laughing, thinking about it. You know? But I think it was just a lot of fun. Everybody has some great ideas.
Tom, what are your thoughts tonight?
No, I agreed. You know, I like that we all had different ideas. I was coming into this. I was like, oh man, I hope nobody takes my Jungle Cruise idea. And we do have the same site, me and, you know, who was it? Was it Donna or Valerie? We were building the same place.
River Country.
Yeah, building a River Country. But, you know, I think there were a lot of cool ideas there. I definitely think like DVC should listen to this because we're all talking about like studios, you know, needing more studios and modifying the studio experience. It's interesting. A couple of us had that same idea.
That was pretty consistent.
I think that's definitely an area of improvement. I would think that they would know that, but you never know. So I loved everybody's ideas. I thought it was fun. I liked the idea of the chalet. Yeah.
Yep. Chalets.
I want to say it's like so wrong. Yeah. I'm but yeah, no, I love
If we all say
exactly. I love Shelby's, you know, just it sounds very Wilderness Lodge to me, and I love that, but it's, you know, a little bit of a different locale, but I love that kind of feel to it. And you know, just the island idea, all your ideas were great. And I also like too that we all tried to help each other with our ideas and added to them. I think that's nice to have a collaboration when we're technically in competition here. So
Yeah. You know, it's bragging rights for the next show is what we're competing for. But Tom.
Well, and I wanna
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanna point out too that DVC did announce today that there will be a new resort at the Old River Country site. And I got to say, Tom, I think yours completely
way
blows
better,
it out
right?
of the water from what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Way better.
And I'm just going to like toot my own horn and think mine's a little better than what they're showing, too.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that new resort looks interesting and there could be some fun things in there, but they already took our spot. I think our
there's cooler. There's what, 47,000 acres there?
Yeah, there's some extra space.
Yeah, there's extra space. They can shoehorn you in someplace.
Exactly.
In terms of my recap here, man, I love the creativity of the Skipper Resort Cruise. The fact that you're going to have everybody in cast member in Skippers was just like over the top fun.
Can you imagine getting checked in by a skipper from the Jungle Cruise? All the puns and all the fun things they could do.
Oh my gosh! It would take months of training for those guys to come up with something for every situation, but they would do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they would absolutely love it. Right. Valerie, I think that they're going to build yours. OK, simply because the Frozen thing is so big and that gives them such a they could just like create this as the Frozen resort and it would just be sold out with little girls for miles and miles and miles and miles. Right. The wait list there would just be impossible to get on. You know, the Rocky Mountain deal with the railroad. I'm loving that between the resorts and tying that back into the Disney railroad so that you could come back in and do some kind of a ticket check someplace and merge right into the park. I'm absolutely loving that. I'm loving the Texas theme. That's a regional area they haven't played in yet. And I think there's all kinds of opportunities to come in there as well. So that's my take. I think this has been a really fun show to record and to Imagineer out. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a blast.
In terms of contact and follow-up, Donna, how can we get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook site. It is Disney Vacation Club Community Hall. You can also follow me on my business travel agent site at Disney with Donna on Facebook and Instagram.
Donna, if they're really serious about that cruise stuff, you specialize in cruises, right?
That is it. Cruises are my specialty. I mean, Walt Disney World is home. We go there very often, but I've cruised all four ships 17 times with Disney. I can help you everything from selecting a stateroom to giving advice about an itinerary.
Yeah. And as Disney Vacation Club members, we need a travel agent that can do cruises because that's one thing that we rally. Well, I wouldn't be using my points for it. I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah, no.
So, Tom, how can a guest follow up?
Yeah. So, Welcome Home Podcast on Facebook. Check us out. Like us. That's probably the best place to find us. You can email us too at welcomehomepodcast@gmail.com. As far as the podcast itself goes, if you want to listen to us, you can search for us in lots of different places. Pretty much anywhere you can get podcasts, you can find us. So, Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on all the different platforms. Just search for Welcome Home. You'll find us. Those are the best ways to reach out to us. So definitely check us out. If you're a DVC member and you like DVC, we're a DVC-centric show, but that also talks about just Disney park stuff too. And also all sorts of other random stuff because we have ADD. So check us out.
Oh, yeah. They're a great news and rumor show as well because I don't do news and rumors on this podcast. I can't keep up with it all. I'm more interested in what members have done and what your story is as a DVC member, as opposed to chasing down what Disney could be doing next. To me, that's just a lot more fun. We complement each other very well in the DVC space. And thank you for joining
Absolutely.
Us.
Thanks for having Tom. Me.
Shelby, where can they follow up with you?
You and I are out there on the My DVC Points page. We have a website and a Facebook page. So look forward to connecting with listeners out there. And also, like we said at the beginning of the show, you can hear on the My DVC Points podcast. My backstory is on episode one.
Perfect. And Valerie, any sign off or welcome to the guest to connect with you?
I'm Valerie. I'm an Allstate insurance agent. So if you want to save a little money on your insurance and you live in Florida so you can buy extra DVC points, shoot me an email, valerie@allstate.com.
Perfect. So I want to thank you guys all for being on the show. It's been a ton of fun recording this with you and the pre-show, the post-show, it's just been great. This was an incredibly fun show today. During the pre-show, I told you I'd tell you how to vote for your favorite member. Here's how. MyDVCPoints.com/010 for episode 10. Every vote on my website gets 1 point per click. You can exercise a little bit more voting power by going over to Facebook.com/MyDVCPoints. There I'll have 4 posts up, one for every member. Click like and they'll get 1 point. Click love and they'll get 3 points. Click share and they'll get 5 points. On December 1st, I'll total up the amount of points between the likes, the votes, the loves, and the shares, and we will declare a winner that'll move on to the McNair-Wilson final Franken Resort round. If you'd like to join us for the next round of Franken Resort, head on over to the MyDVC Points community group on Facebook. Join the group and comment in there that you'd love to join us on a show, and I'll reach out to you through Instant Messenger, and we'll see what we can set up. Thanks for listening. Have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.
Moving on to rooms, what do you have for us, Donna?
Hang on just a second. I need to kill a cat. Hang on.
No problem.
Figure off.
I'm even going to redo that intro. So let me know when the cat's dead.
The cat is off of the stove, so I think we're okay.